We'll do it better next time.
Yeah, we made it. That was special for us.
That was special.
We never thought of doing that.
In fact, I don't think we've ever really done that in front of anybody except ourselves and
our producer.
And John and Dave.
Yeah, that's true.
Our
engineer, you guys are the first people, and then John Paul Jones.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
That's all.
We had a request for sugar beet.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, we're doing everything. We don't have our normal instrumentation up there, so we're swapping around for the song.
So did everyone get a sticker? Are they gone?
Yeah.
You got the last one?
I got the candy.
You got the last candy?
Oh, he got the last candy.
Oh.
The question is, are there stickers left or candy left?
I think they need the basket back, but, you know, at a Bluegrass Festival, if anyone offers you a mint, take it.
The retuning, part of the old time band workshop now. Pay attention. Everyone is tuning.
I'm now in A, E.
D to A.
C sharp D.
This song is a good example of the folk process, because this is a traditional song that has lots of different versions from lots of different places. And Kristen and I both happen to have had this cassette tape that we both listened to a lot, that we both kind of had a version stuck in our heads from. Our friends had a band called The Wandering Ramblers, and they put out an album called Rambling and Wandering. On the Merrimack label, which no longer exists, and they put out this great cassette tape that's sort of a classic old-time, like modern old-time record. And both Kristen and I had listened to it a lot, so we kind of had their version in our head, and then she found some words from Hammond's family, right?
Yeah.
From West Virginia.
Yep.
And so we were sort of piecing it together, and then we were curious about where they'd gotten their version for the Wandering Ramblers, and they said that they got it from Paul Brown, who's a great old-time musician who is also on NPR. You may have heard him. He says, "I'm Paul Brown." He does the news from DC, but every time you hear him now, you can know he's really a great old-time musician. So
he's the source of this song.
So he's the one who kind of made this whacked out arrangement. We whacked it out for him. That was Artie.
Was that an okay tempo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. For real. Are you ready now?
You and me.
Yeah, you and me.
Okay.
Ready.
I'm a psychiatrist.